You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Randy. And yes, Randy is right. 11:30. The governor seems to have settled in on that for a time frame. 11:30 will be right here. The beautiful part about listening to it with us is you can hear it anywhere. I listen to it on the app a lot. Is radio.com. Happens to be our app. And you can get it anywhere you are. Take it anywhere. Put it in your pocket. If you have it on your phone, go to the app and put it in your pocket. You carry it around. It's very easy. You can also check it out by traditional means over the air. And we have all of it for you. You'll never need to shut it off 24 hours a day. We've got it covered. Because you don't want to get in a conversation with your friends at work or something. Somebody says something about something in the news and you don't know what the hell they're talking about. Usually I find that people have one sentence ready at all times. One sentence, because they figure you'll never ask a second question. So you see somebody you haven't seen in a while and you ask about the update from the governor. You'll probably have one thing to say, but if there's a second question, you're out of bullets. You're out of ammo. Do you guys find that to be true? We have to embrace ourselves in all of this so that we can inform you, but you don't want to be left out of the conversation.
No, I think that's probably everybody in, at least in our business, your biggest fear is to be stuck without anything to say.
Yeah, exactly. Dead air. Dead air. Have you found that to be a buzzy? You travel with a fast crowd.
Yeah.
Fast crowd.
No, I've noticed the same thing.
Yeah, if you have one sentence ready for every subject, you're all right.
You're ready to go.
But you go into the second question and you are bewildered, bothered, and that's that.
That means we could work for CNN.
Exactly. That's exactly the way it would work. Okay, let's go to some of our Facebooks. That would be Mr. Joseph Beamer, please.
Yes, and we're talking about Mother's Day and what you may be doing this year since you can't do your regular Mother's Day plans. And Nancy says, everything is different. We will wave from a distance, watch a movie, read a book, and share phone time with family.
You know what really works, too? If it's your mother, okay, we're thinking from the perspective of you, okay? If it's your mother and you have a kid, a little boy or a little girl, if they're old enough to make something, say it could be the simplest thing. Mom to you, grandmother to the kid, love that. They really do. Things they used to do in school, they would always have us make something on Mother's Day. We almost never were asked to make anything on Father's Day. But if you make something that's homemade, it's so appreciated by grandma because they show it to their friends and they think of the continuation of okay, this is my daughter's daughter or my or my son's son or whatever, and they really like that. Tony, when your mother was here and you had to be creative, do you remember any of the things that that you did?
Yeah, I mean, besides the plate of dried macaroni spray-painted gold, you know, one of the things growing up at School 81, we had plant sales. We used to buy plants.
How about the hand imprint?
Oh, yeah, you definitely did that, and that was another thing that you would paint. Yeah. But I did something embarrassing one year.
What's that?
Well, it was plant sale, and, you know, my parents gave me money to buy a plant for my mother for Mother's Day. Well, I kind of like the girl next door, Sally McCoy. I'm embarrassed to even mention this, but I gave her the plant on my way home. She was sitting on the porch, and I just thought right there, I'm going to give it to Sally, and I didn't give my mother a plant that day.
Oh, your mother's gift got waylaid on the way to the porch.
What a creep kid.
How did Sally react?
She thanked me.
Things like that,
she was older.
Yeah, well, yeah, your mother could appreciate it. But I have found, I think it's true, that if your mother is expecting a gift and you are a mother or a father, having your kid make one goes a long way. I bought my mother a lot of nice things over the course. I think the thing she most appreciated was if Dawn made something and gave it to her. She kept them, never got rid of them. There's some things you can never get rid of. Have you noticed? I think the best example of something you can never throw away is a religious artifact.
Religious artifact are things that your kids make for you. I have several of the things that Nick has made for me over the years, and one of them sits right above our sink on a shelf, and it's a rock, and it's painted. It says, "My Dad Rocks."
Oh, that's very nice. I'm thinking of the religious artifacts that your grandmother, like my grandmother, gave to me. There would be a crucifix or a religious photo or something like that, and I would think of eventually discarding it, but I never could. I still have them. I never could, because all I'm thinking about is, can you imagine the trash guy about to empty it, and he looks at you and says, "This is Jesus. You're throwing away Jesus?
Is that a sin?"
That. Yeah. Mortal sin, pal. You're going to the top of the sin cast right there. And I'm thinking, is God going to remember this when my time comes? Aren't you the boy that when you were five, you threw away that religious photo your grandmother gave you?
The guilt would wreck you.
It would count against you.
Yeah.
Next, a guy in a red suit and horns would show up. You don't want that. You do not want that. All right, let's take a break and return the final segment today, because the governor will be here at 11:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome back to the airwaves to Maria Gennaro. She was off for a time with pneumonia. Wow. Off with pneumonia, and she's back on the air. Glad to see that. Also, some of our broadcast friends. Our friends are in all the stations, and we're in everybody else's friendship circle. So to some of the guys who have been laid off or furloughed, keep your chin up. You'll be back on the air before you know it, and this thing will be over. I'm sad when any of the personalities who happen to be friends of ours are not on the air where they should be. So we'll welcome you back as soon as possible. Meanwhile, let us go to Fred in New Mexico. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Fred. What do you got for us today?
Well, I was thinking about the new normal.
Okay.
And how that might affect thousands of people. And I was just curious as to whether there are any current numbers on the if the rate of suicide has increased or not. I know.
Well, we are hearing about suicide more than we used to, but I don't know what the prevailing rate was before all this started.
Yeah, I it's not a happy thought, but one that crossed my mind, because if this is the new normal, I don't know a lot of I know a lot of the older guys wouldn't be able to take it.
We are, I think, herd animals. I really think we are. We need human contact. I think the loners are different. They don't crave human contact. We like to touch somebody, shake their hand, hug somebody under the right circumstances and the right people. Unless you're Joe Beamer, then you just hug everybody.
I know.
I'm not Joe Beamer. I meant Joe Biden. What's the matter with me? I'd like a picture of Joe Biden hugging Joe Beamer. That's what I would like. But yeah, I think we are. We're touchy-feely people, and we need other people to talk to, have fun with, have a beer with, dance with, all those kind of things. And boy, I can see if this thing really goes along a long period, I can understand your question about suicide.
Yeah, I perceive myself as a loner, so I don't have the problems that a lot of others do. But I still wouldn't want to live this way forever.
No, plus we're used to free travel. We get in our car and go where we want to go.
Yeah.
We stop when we want to stop. We're not used to, oh, gee, should I put gloves on? I'm putting gas in the car. If I can stop someplace to get takeout, taken care of before they serve me the food? It's too many thoughts. We have enough thoughts before this. Now we got too many.
Yeah, I perhaps I won't be able to go see my buddy this year up in Denver.
And I love Denver. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
But that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
We'll do what we have to do to get through this, but I would not want this to be the new norm. I think we're tough, we're resilient, and I understand how difficult it is with four walls. And I can't imagine, I'm sorry, as much as we love children, I can't imagine herding children through this for month after month. I don't think it's psychologically benefiting the children or the adults.
No.
No. Well, we always look forward to your call. And you know what? You called just before the governor. How about that?
Ooh, tell him hello for me.
I'll give him your best. Thank you very much, Fred from New Mexico. Thank you for calling. What do you think, guys? If this went on for, say, 8 months or a year, how would the psyche change in America? I think we'd be all banging against the walls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely we'd be going crazy. alcoholism would really skyrocket.
Yeah, because as I opened the show, I said, I'm thinking of starting drinking. Just something different, you know what I mean? I want to fall down and have my friends put me in the back seat of a Buick. I want to have the fun times. I want to live the beer commercials. What if we all started living life like the beer commercials?
I did that in my 20s.
Did you do that?
Yes.
You talk about herd mentality. I mean, the What's Up logo, remember that? That we were all living that if you live the party life, and now you can't even get close enough to say what's up.
For me, it was, less filling or tastes great. That was the
good spots.
Catch
good
back
spots.
Then. Bob Uecker.
Oh, Uecker is the best.
The Miller Lite commercials, that's it.
Better than that. You know who's on next? Take a guess. Guess who's on next after the news.
Would that be the governor?
The governor of the state of New York.
Shecky Cuomo.
I'm ready to step in case he needs me. I will say hello. I am the governor, Andrew Cuomo. To the left is Marianne Gagutz. She's the executive secretary of the office, and she answers all the questions.
I hope Gagutz has something good to say.
If you have a tough question, I will not be able to answer it. Marianne Gagutz will be the one answering it. Meanwhile, here are the numbers, 6 to 5, 32 and a half, and 12. That's a little bit better than yesterday when it was 6 to 4, 31 and 11.
I don't know if this is true, but I had read that if you were a volunteer that came to New York State to help out, Cuomo's going to tax you anyway.
Probably. So thanks, all of you. I hope you're parking in a public ramp because we need the money. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Don't ask me any questions. The governor should be next. We'll find out on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.